This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
How nature helps reduce stress and boost personal flourishing. Discover how nature reduces stress and promotes mental well-being through humanistic values and a secular worldview. Learn to thrive naturally. How nature can seriously help you chill out. Hey, have you ever noticed how a simple walk in the park or spending some time outside can melt away the stress of the day? It's not just in your head. Nature really does play a crucial role in reducing stress, and there's some pretty interesting science and philosophy behind it. I wanted to share some thoughts about how connecting with the natural world can positively impact your mental health and overall well-being, especially from a secular worldview that celebrates human potential and flourishing. Stress is something we all deal with. Work deadlines, personal issues, the constant buzz of technology. And while there are plenty of ways to manage it, one of the most effective and accessible is simply spending time in nature. Studies in positive psychology show that natural environments can lower levels of cortisol, that's our main stress hormone, improve mood, and boost cognitive function. That's a big win considering how mental overload affects nearly everyone at some point. What's fascinating is how this fits into the bigger picture of positive humanism and humanistic values. These ideas emphasize personal growth, compassion, and living a fulfilling life based on reason and empathy, rather than relying on supernatural beliefs. Nature, in this context, isn't just a backdrop or something to admire from a distance. It's a key part of how we can flourish personally. Experiencing the natural world helps us reconnect with something larger than ourselves, grounding us in reality and reminding us of our place within a complex, interconnected system. From an applied humanistic philosophy standpoint, you can think of nature like a practical tool for promoting mental and emotional well-being. When you step outside, you get sensory input that technology just can't replicate: the rustle of leaves, birdsong, fresh air, the vastness of open skies. These sensory experiences encourage mindfulness, a state where your mind stops racing and starts tuning in to the present moment. Mindfulness itself is a proven method for reducing stress, and nature supports this beautifully without requiring any complicated rituals. Physical benefits. Being outdoors encourages gentle exercise like walking or hiking, which releases endorphins, the body's natural mood lifters. Mental clarity. The calmness of natural settings lowers mental fatigue and helps you think more clearly. Emotional resilience. Regular time in nature builds a kind of emotional muscle that helps you bounce back from daily stresses more easily. Now, this isn't about becoming a tree hugger, unless you want to. It's about embracing a secular worldview that values human experience and our connection to the world around us without needing religious justifications. The beauty and complexity of nature provide enough awe and inspiration to foster gratitude and a positive outlook on life. Foundations that can help reduce anxiety and promote personal flourishing. If you're curious about how these concepts tie together more deeply, I'd highly recommend checking out the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It explores how adopting humanistic values grounded in reason and compassion can lead to a more meaningful, flourishing life. And yes, nature's role in this is a big part of it. So next time you feel overwhelmed, instead of reaching straight for your phone or stressing out indoors, consider a quick trip outside. Even 10 to 15 minutes might be enough to help reset your mind and lower that stress. It's a simple, effective way to practice self-care rooted in humanistic philosophy and a secular worldview, helping you thrive in everyday life. Remember, personal flourishing isn't reserved for the elite or the mystical. It's accessible to all of us through choices we make about how we engage with the world, and nature is one of the most powerful allies we have in that journey. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. Visit https://www.positivehumanism.com to explore how embracing a positive humanism philosophy can help you live a richer, more stress-free life.